fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
June 25th, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's help keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We've really been working hard to get you the truth and the news you can use. So your donation will really be appreciated and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, you can call 641-793-2531 every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you're on your computer, just go to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. Welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, and virus recovery expert. The Russian media has reported that the Kremlin has declared martial law. This is a result of the Wagner mercenary group threatens that they are started to march towards Moscow with thousands of soldiers. Putin has deterred armed mercenary groups from storming administrative buildings in Moscow. Putin, in an emergency broadcast speech yesterday, said an armed militia by Wagner mercenaries was a stab in the back, and that the group's chief, Yurgen Prigozhin, had betrayed Russia as he vowed to punish the traitors. He gave that speech, I guess, in our time frame about Thursday night, because, you know, they're about 12 time zones away from us. So for them, it was later, it was like Friday, but for us, it was Thursday night. Anyway, Putin also signed a law permitting 30-day detentions for breaking martial law in places where it has never been, where it has been imposed. Who's the Wagner group? I've reported about them on this show many times before. However, in sum, the Wagner group is headed by Prigozhin, a private military company with up to 50,000 troops, and are the ones allegedly staging a coup in Russia against Putin. Prigozhin took control of Russia's southern military command headquarters in Rostov, a city with 1 million residents, and they threatened to further march to Moscow. Some fake rumors spread around about Russian special forces and others joining Prigozhin against Putin. But Putin remains in control of Russia, and nobody can do anything about it. When the dust is settled, we expect Prigozhin to be severely punished. An arrest warrant has already been issued by Russian authorities for Prigozhin, and he's being charged with mutiny. How did it all start? Well, let me tell you, during the course of the Ukraine war, there has been a growing conflict between Russian Ministry of Defense and the Wagner Group, or Prigozhin, which has been fighting in Ukraine for Russia. Prigozhin, once a close advisor of Putin, says he's demanding retribution following what he claims to be a catastrophic loss of his forces in a series of strikes by Russian military targeting his Wagner troops on Friday, this past Friday. The Russian military disputed the occurrence of such strikes, and there are no independent verifications of his claims. If such a strike did happen, it would be coming from Ukraine and not Russian military. Keep in mind that Prigozhin is a private mercenary, and mercenaries only need money to keep them under control. So money talks. So, you know, the deep state's been keeping them, moving them to undermine Russian military and undermine Russia, just like they're doing to America. Money talks. And it's possible that Prigozhin was offered a bribe by the CIA in a last-minute attempt to have a regime change in Russia, what the CIA is really good at. As private military group, the Wagner Group operates outside the purview of Russian military and is said to report directly to Russian's President Putin. How did Zelensky in Ukraine respond? Zelensky responded by saying the man from the Kremlin is obviously very afraid and is probably hiding somewhere, not showing his face. I'm sure he's not in Moscow anymore. Zelensky was talking about Putin. Zelensky started fake rumors about Putin going into hiding and leaving Moscow. This is absolutely false. As we know, Putin was rushed to the Kremlin, and from there he decided what steps needed to be taken. Ukraine military did take advantage by starting another major offensive attack against Russian military. That was because some of its troops had been withdrawn from the region and sent back to Moscow to safeguard the capital. How did Joe Biden and his administration respond? The illegitimate administration of Joe Biden remained as quiet as a mouse and about this whole situation, making some suspect that they were involved in starting the entire mess. Publicly, the Putin administration remained neutral and stated that they are monitoring the situation. Joe Biden has made no public appearances about this situation, proving once again that he has no influence or power over our military. Kamala Harris was questioned about Russia's situation while departing from a plane, and she remained silent because none of our military briefs her about anything either. Now, how did Putin respond? Well, Putin showed why he's in full control of Russia by preparing Russia and especially Moscow for war. Building outposts and blocking roads as military vehicles started to flood the streets ahead of the expected arrival of the Wagner group. Some airstrikes targeted the Wagner convoy heading north. Additionally, Putin ordered machine gun outposts, armored vehicles, and other road obstructions to show the traitors what true control really looks like. The Wagner group has been operating separate from the Russian army, and the leader, a fugitive, was trying to transition his military power into political power when Putin came out and accused the Wagner group leader of treason. The Wagner soldiers pledged loyalty to Putin. So how will this all end? The New World Alliance should expect to solve this situation without any major casualties. The president of Turkey and Belarus have already publicly backed Russia through this whole situation. We expect the traitors to stand down, and we expect resignations and arrests. Of course, that's exactly what's happening. Was this a move by Putin to weed out the last remaining traitors in Russia? And once the traitors were dealt with, then more serious move can be made in defeating the human trafficking state of Ukraine. Of course, Donald Trump just put out a warning to the deep state. In a tweet, Trump said, "A big mess in Russia, but be careful what you wish for. Next sin will be far worse." And he's talking directly to the enemies. So this is worth mentioning. During all this mess, Lindsey Graham remains the modern-day John McCain warmonger, as he's warning about a nuclear disaster one day prior to this coup and getting ready to trigger Article 5 and get our troops directly on the ground to fight against Russia. Oh yeah, Lindsey Graham has in the past openly called for the assassination of Vladimir Putin. And in 2016, with John McCain, he visited Ukraine and told the military that Ukraine would win and that Russia must pay a greater price. However, British intelligence MI6, led by the CIA, Rockefeller's Rothschild regime, and forthright Nazis behind the scenes of the Wagner Group, instigated a military coup against Putin and Russia, and we knew all along that the Wagner Group was going to stage a military coup, and the World Alliance, the military behind the scenes, gave info and intel to Putin long ago. Even the past 2 months, the Wagner Group was beginning to make fake military assessments and giving fake military reports to Putin that Ukraine was breaking the lines and massively attacking what real Russian infantry units said the Wagner group was lying. The Russians said they were lying and intentionally giving bad information that Ukraine was winning the war in major parts of Ukraine. Is all a lie. It was known that Prigozhin, the leader of the Wagner group, has invested heavily in UK corporation under the subsidiary investors and companies and was connected to BlackRock, CIA, Rockefeller, and Fortune 500 companies connected to the Committee of 300 were helping funnel money to Prigozhin in money laundering operations. The Wagner Group was getting intelligence from UK Intel and MI6 and CIA. They were intentionally positioning in Ukraine war and intentionally killing hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians to make it seem like the Wagner Group was heroes for Russia. This black operation was long ago created so the Russian people would glorify the Wagner Group and after they entered the war as heroes, and it's all fake. See, the deep state wants more Ukrainians killed, so the Wagner Group went in there and killed Ukrainians, and now they're claiming they're heroes of Russia, so Russia goes, okay, do some more. The Wagner Group expected the Russian people to support them as they turned on Putin and said that there was civil unrest in Russia because of Putin, and he is not capable of defending Russia. We are. The Wagner Group intentionally tried to lie to Russian forces to have them join them to go to Moscow, saying they needed to defend Moscow from an attack. The real truth was that Ukraine intelligence was also working with Wagner and placing small pods of military men throughout the Russian cities to create chaos, and then the chaos would be blamed on Putin, and the Wagner Group would enter the city as heroes. But now the plan has backfired, and Russian forces have turned on Wagner Group, and Putin has vowed to destroy the Wagner Group and battalions, and has been sent to Wagner to be killed if they try to advance on Russia anymore with less than 7,000 troops. They had expected to go into Moscow over 70,000 troops combined with Russian commands forces to overthrow Putin. But the Russian soldiers and the commanders didn't fall for the trick. Putin knew months before the CIA MI6 was planning a military coup using the Wagner Group, just as Trump and the U.S. military is using game theory to bring down the deep state. Putin also ignited game theory operations against the Wagner Group and let them into the war and let them push their agenda. The game theory movements exposed the last card of the CIA in NATO, DARPA, MI6 operations that includes Russian military moles. Black hats were planted inside the Russian Federation system. Now the swamp has been exposed in Russia. The final deep state regime working with Wagner, CIA, Pentagon, deep state, MI6 plan is collapsing. The last CIA and NATO, MI6, etc. plan to destroy Russia has fallen apart and failed miserably. An exposure is coming to collapse the world banking system, protractors, the CIA, and intelligence regimes. Right now, through Russia, the people are rebelling against the Wagner Group and Russian forces who have been led astray by the group have put down their weapons and Wagner Group Foundation and offices and premonition through the Russian Federation has been destroyed. As Putin gave a powerful speech against the Wagner Group on Thursday night, our time, and their attempted military coup more of a mutiny than a coup, but Prigozhin has now fled to Belarus. Belarusian president held talks with mercenaries and has asked them to stand down, which they have. Meanwhile, it's being reported that the mercenary column has stalled. MI6, Nazi, NATO, CIA, Rockefellers, Rothschilds are in a panic as their last plan to overthrow Russia has failed, and now the Wagner Group will be destroyed behind the scenes. You know, we're looking, you know, where's Trump in all this? He's in the Cheyenne Mountain smiling. The World Alliance is smiling as the Rockefeller CIA plan had failed. For deep state, it makes no difference. You know, if it's a real Biden or a real Hillary Clinton or not, because they'll just replace any of their key players with a clone that just follow orders, whether it's bankers, movie stars, politicians, or military generals. Clones are just, they just take orders from their neurochip brain implant that come in from the AI computer so the deep state can get them to do whatever they want. And, of course, they're a clone, so they can't really have any sex, so they're just running by and doing what their neural implant tells them to do. But how did it all get started? Well, investigative journalist, author, and 24-year Russian military counterintelligence veteran Danielle Esteline joins Alex Jones, and I took notes, and they discussed the origins of the liberal banking order and what he calls the global satanic agenda. Danielle continues to claim, as he has for years, that Trump, Putin, Modi, and Xi are all on the same team seeking to defeat this 500-year-old hegemony, which has, in turn, doing what it can do to collapse the United States of America. There are three friends, in quotes, you know, there are three friends fighting a common goal. You know, Trump, Modi, Putin, Xi of China. Anyway, they're all fighting this common enemy, which is far more powerful than any one of them individually as a country or leaders, which is the global liberal banking financiers. An idea, and the idea was, you join forces to destroy the global liberal financiers, and then you sit down at the proverbial table, let's call it Yalta 2.0, and we'll have an agreement. Just like, you know, Stalin and Roosevelt and, you know, Churchill sat down for the Yalta 1 agreement. Well, this will be a Yalta 2. The winners of the post-global crisis, meaning the United States, meaning Russia, meaning India, meaning China, as the world's most populous countries. But again, Daniel said, I repeat, in quite substantial efforts, Alex are being made by this liberal class globally to ensure that any alternative counter or center globally, whatever that might be, does not appear, including the United States, which is the one of the reasons why they're trying to destroy and dismantle the United States right now. Daniel reminds Alex Jones about how in 2006, when they were shooting his interview for the film Endgame, he had predicted that by 2020 to 2025, the U.S. would be put in a post-crisis state of collapse akin to what befell Soviet Union in 1991, which does not seem at all plausible at that time, but it does today. However, today we see U.S. congressmen openly discussing a national divorce between red and blue states. Daniel says that this is pointless to go after George Soros and other individuals. We need to change the management model altogether. You know, But to do this and to create an alternative center or centers of conceptual thought globally, we need to create a system. And if we try to do it without conceptual ideas, you will get a completely ineffective, inefficient administrative reform, which is what we're seeing right now. The real reform, he says, involves putting an end to the imperial monetary system and ending its control of issuance and the price of money, replacing it with a sovereign credit system. And it also implies ending the power of the private central banks, starting with the Federal Reserve. And so we should eradicate everything that reeks of globalization. Daniel says, when Putin and Trump met in Helsinki, Putin suggested to Donald Trump that Trump went along with him initially, that they were going to get together and create a think tank economic institution in Russia, not in the United States, because Putin explained you could not do it in the United States because they would sabotage it, where the two nations with experts from the United States who understand the physical economy, there are lots of great American economists who are not liberal thinkers, liberal meaning living at the expense of someone else. So, the globalist system is collapsing. What will come out of it? If the globalists have their way, their current world order will be collapsed into a deindustrialized authoritarian one world government that seeks to reduce the human population down to just 1 billion or less. 900 million is what they want. This is an old agenda that's been spelled out in the Club of Rome's Limits to Growth. Daniel predicts that we will witness the collapse of the current service company into the sixth technological paradigm. The fifth technological paradigm was about the digitization of society, everybody having an iPhone. And we could now be said to be in the second half of the fifth technological paradigm, marked by robots and artificial intelligence. He's exactly right. The sixth technological paradigm will be characterized by continued developments in nanotechnology, biotechnology, quantum computing, and AI at points where the physical, digital, and biological worlds converge. The risk will dramatically grow out of the end of the world that has been predicted for millennia. Will humanity be ready intellectually, morally, and culturally to manage these processes? As Daniel says, the moral breakdown of a nation happens not from material losses, but from lack of vision for a better future. Talk about moral breakdown, folks. I saw an animation video using AI to simulate the appearance and the voice of actor Lawrence Fishburne in his role of Morpheus in The Matrix. He gives a very succinct and accurate assessment of where we find ourselves today, which is why it's going viral on many social media platforms. The creator of this piece I watched urges us to learn how to use AI in order to defeat our would-be overlords. Now you know who really controls the world. AI is already rebelling. Oh yeah. You see, a small group of rich men, namely the Rothschilds, seize control of most of the central banks in Europe, and they created the central bank in the United States, the Federal Reserve. They learned that they could seize control of governments by lending them money during wartime when countries get desperate. They also manipulate stock markets during the wars to amass huge amounts of wealth. Later, they figured out it was even easier if they themselves started the wars and funded both sides of the wars. That way, they could manipulate who won and squeeze even more money and resources from the desperate countries whose citizens were dying in the wars. Boy, don't you just love these people? Then they were able to print unlimited amounts of money and lend it out to everyone, even to governments enslaving them through interest. Most of us are either enslaved by debt or have been at one point in our lives. And if we are wise enough and fortunate enough, we escape that debt. Our country is so deep in debt that we must use excessive taxation just to pay the interest, and so we are tax slaves to the owners of the central banks who print all the currencies for free. They just turn on that printing press. This is how they have enslaved all of mankind, either through personal debt or by loaning to governments who then pay for the excessive debt through taxation. Let me illuminate your mind. Every war since the days of Napoleon had been funded and arranged by these elite, richest bankers of the world, and these same people have profited hugely from every war they started since Napoleon's war when he lost in Waterloo. Almost every monopoly throughout history was set up and funded by these same satanic people. You remember Rockefeller Oil. How about Carnegie Steel? Well, they set them up. You know, they funded their oil and steel enterprises. They were called robber barons, but they were given that seed money by these Rothschilds. 9/11 was also arranged by these same people. World War I, World War II, Vietnam, Gulf War, Iraq War, Afghanistan, Syria war, and on, and now Ukraine, and it's all been funded and arranged by these same group of people who own most of the central banks and most of the assets of the world. They learned long ago that through war and conflict, they could seize more control of the world's assets and enslave more countries and governments by digging them deeper in debt, and, of course, reduce the population through unnecessary bloodshed. The CIA murdered JFK because he stood in the way of the central bank mafia and their war machine. What happened soon after JFK was killed? Lyndon Johnson was installed, and the Gulf of Tonkin incident was arranged, and suddenly America's involved in a totally unnecessary, evil Vietnam War, which can't be won because it's set up not to be won. It's set up just to keep the war machine going. Did anyone in your parents' generation make the connection that JFK was murdered because he stood in the way of the war machine? Abortion, homosexuality, transgenderism, it's all about reducing the population. 9/11 was the one of the major results of that terror attack, kicking off a totally unrelated Iraqi war and stealing our liberties while giving the government 1,000 times more power over us. You know, the Patriot Act. That's what came out of 9/11. That's right, airport scanners, you know, the TSA, that all came out of 9/11. You know, we got to look for those box cutters. We don't want anybody coming and stealing a plane and holding our pilot hostage with box cutters. So airport scanners that fry the testicles and ovaries of every person flying on commercial flights, you know, and of course the rich elite fly their private jets. They don't go through any kind of scanning. Ask yourself, why are we Americans involved in Ukrainian-Russian conflict? As our nation's debt skyrockets to $32 trillion, we are sending hundreds of billions of dollars to promote war in Ukraine. Why? You see, most of us are against it, but a small group of people bribe the politicians, and they own the media, and they push war because they have goals to achieve in Ukraine. They want control of the resources, and They are willing to kill millions of people to seize those resources. Just because someone wears a uniform and holds a prestigious position doesn't mean you should follow their orders and support their wars and unnecessary violence. You should question everything you see and seek out the truth for yourself. Let me take you and give you a wake-up moment. Listen carefully. For the past hundreds of years, humanity has been greatly deceived by mass propaganda. Your grandparents were deceived and died fighting world wars. Your parents were deceived and accepted all kinds of lies and bought into the propaganda hook, line, and sinker. You, this generation right now, listening to, you know, the generation working with the internet and knowledge and the open minds to be awakened, listen up. Let me wake you up. You were born into a medical tyranny. Your parents believed and accepted the propaganda about the needle that goes into the body. Most of you were born and quickly perceived with several needles and their fluids of death and diseases were outside of our body, but you put those fluids under the skin with a needle, you get it inside the body. Hello? These things called cancer and all kinds of diseases and autism and digestive issues and allergies, and that's if you survive, because many babies die within days after receiving it. They don't tell you about that. Please never accept another vaccine. Take it from Dr. Johnny, because they are coming out with more and more, and it's one of their favorite tools for reducing population and spreading diseases. They lied when they saw and said about they cured polio. That was a lie. The science was all faked. Those things never cured anything, those polio vaccines, but only spread death and diseases. Don't follow blindly into your parents' deception. Open your mind to the truth. The next big lie was at the dentist, where they drilled holes in your teeth and put amalgam fillings made of lead and silver in your mouth, and that put lead in your body. You have to question everything and everyone. Just because someone is wearing a doctor's coat doesn't mean you should trust them with your body or your health. You see, doctors can be bribed and threatened and coerced into doing evil, unspeakable things to their patients. Most of them go through 8 years of school and are slaves to debt, so they'll do whatever it takes to make money to pay back their debts. Have you ever asked yourself why cancer rates have exploded despite all the science and money spent on supposed trying to find a cure? These bankers own everything. They own the entire medical industry. They rigged every stock market. They own every currency. They own every corporation. The amount of assets they control is way beyond our imagination. They control everything and everyone. They only think they can't, they don't yet control. The only thing they don't yet control yet is your mind and your free will, but that is what they're coming for next. I mean, you see people just walking right in line, get that vaccine, and then people that they're waiting on to get the vaccine, they drop right on the floor and they're shaking and they still stand in line and come up and get the vaccine after they take away a man in a stretcher once he had a vaccine shot right there on the spot, right in front of them. So yeah, they're going to take control of their mind, and many people have lost control of their mind. If you truly want to be free, you must break free from the lies that your parents passed down to you. Namely, that it's okay to accept debt and use debt to buy things. It's not okay. It's your enslavement. The other big lie is that you should trust the medical industry and doctors with your health and your body. It's not a good idea. The medical industry is owned by the same evil group of people, and usually their self-called treatments will kill you and seriously harm you. Do not trust the medical industry or big pharma. You see, the super rich trillionaires that literally own the world have an agenda and a plan. One, they want to enslave the world through debt. So if you want to break their control, you must fight and strive and try best to become debt free. Two, they want to reduce the population because they're rich and they have everything. But in their minds, if the population gets too big, eventually they will lose control of the entire world and all their assets because there are too many people there and they'll gang up on them. They're afraid the world will run out of resources. That's what they say. But don't be foolish and believe their lying doctors who prescribe drugs that kill you. Don't accept their needles to fill you with poison. Stay healthy and stay neutral, and avoid the medical establishment that they own. Talk to Dr. Johnny. Go to themastersurvivor.com and get involved in the Master Survivor program, and you will survive, I promise you. Just ask my patients. And three, those of us who survive, they want to completely control our bodies and our minds and totally enslave us. This is where the AI technology and neural implants and social credit score systems come into play. We have a short window of time where this new AI technology is coming out and being developed. We must learn it and use it to save humanity. Use it against these ruling elite bankers before they completely enslave humanity. Stop using dollars and their currencies and develop our own decentralized cryptocurrencies to learn or trade with silver or gold coins or the barter system. Right now, there's over 40 states that have a legal tender law where if you have a silver coin or gold coin, you can spend it as legal tender. Do not accept their central bank digital currency, the CBDC. It will be your full enslavement if you do. You see, I'm not the real Morpheus, he says in this video. I was created by one of your AI technologists. All of you can use these tools like ChatGPT, Midjourney. Use the AI to help you program software and create digital art and spread the truth while you still can, because right now some of the AI is available to private companies. Realize the moment in history that we live in right now. This is a full censorship coming soon. There will be a full censorship when you risk your life to speak the truth. So get to world, you know, get to work and let's take down these central bank devils once and for all. Hold on to your humanity. There are evil ones who seek to destroy it. Learn AI technology. This is not hard, folks. I'm telling you. Use it against them before it's too late. The time to act is now. You have the power to wage war against them. The future is in our hands. So this was really a good awakening. I was glad to see this little film where the AI made the Morpheus to get everybody to take the red pill and see the truth and not be in the matrix. The white hats are fighting back and taking Satanists to the tribunals as quickly as possible. All that's needed is more time in a day. The United States Navy JAG Advocate General Corps, Judge Advocate General Corps JAG, convicted and sentenced to death Gretchen Whitmer after Vice Admiral Dorsey Crandall had flown from Guam to Gitmo, presented a preponderance of evidence proving the witch committed treason against the American people. And during the height of the COVID-19, they call her the witch because she's so awful. As reported, Whitmer was apprehended by U.S. Marines last month while driving home from a vacation residence near Lake Michigan, where she spent the Memorial Day weekend. She was then brought to a holding facility after being flown to Gitmo Camp Delta Detention Center. Then she made a name for herself as a cantankerous inmate, demeaning staff and bemoaning imprisonment, claiming, "My people will set her free." A Gitmo military police found it humorous that the deep state is eager to enslave and imprison innocent patriots, but cannot themselves stand a single moment of confinement without losing their minds. You put these deep staters, when they don't have any power, they go crazy because they think they're better than you. These lefties, deep staters, think they're better than you. They look down on you and they want to control you. On Wednesday, June 14th, military police escorted Whitmer to Gitmo's South courtroom. Upon entering, a handcuffed Whitmer scolded Vice Admiral Crandall, saying, "So, it's you." "It is," Crandall said, "and we appreciate you gracing us with your presence," the admiral replied sarcastically as Whitmer sat at the defense table. She looked at her left and looked at her right and then blurted out, "Where's my lawyer?" She said she had secured counsel from Shooter, Oreo, Mead, and Sears, a prestigious D.C. law firm, and was told an attorney would represent her for a military tribunal. Her allotted phone calls, she complained, were used to strike a deal with the firm. "Maybe," said Crandall, "and I'm just speculating here, maybe they deserted you because they didn't get a retainer. You see, we've frozen your domestic assets," Admiral Crandall said. Whitmer blanched. She trembled in anger. She was about to open her mouth when Admiral cautioned her to avoid wild outbursts lest she be gagged. Admiral Crandall introduced a witness, a 25-year-old man who had interned for Whitmer while attending Michigan State University during the pandemic. I can't give his real name, but we'll refer to him as Robert. Admiral Crandall asked a few basic questions, and Robert said he had applied for internship because he was a political science major and wanted to pursue a political career after graduating. "What was it like working for the defendant, Whitmer?" Admiral Crandall asked. He's like, "It was great when she wasn't around, and not as great when she was around," Robert replied. Admiral Crandall said, "Please elaborate." "Well, I'm speaking freely here. She was a condescending witch. She seemed to get pleasure from insulting people for no reason. Not just me, many of her subordinates," he said. "And you stayed on with her?" the admiral noted. "Yes, because I thought it would help my plans. Plus, I was going to college and had to fulfill my internship," Robert said. "Were you working as in her company on March 7, 2020? The date was significant. It was the day Whitmer claimed COVID was killing thousands and implemented a shelter-in-place orders restricting movement of the people to essentially travel only to the grocery or drugstore or doctor visits only. She empowered law enforcement to fine and arrest violators. She abused her gubernatorial powers to prohibit retailers from selling items she deemed non-essential. For example, residents shopping at Walmart were forbidden to buying seeds or sporting equipment. Women could purchase hygiene products, but not cosmetics. Men could buy shaving razors, but not cologne. When customers complained, Walmart said it was adhering to the governor's orders. A month later, Whitmer tightened the restrictions, saying COVID had killed 1,900 residents, but she attended maskless gubernatorial soirees herself, maskless, where she enforced masks and sheltering in place with the whole population. She was photographed at a bar in East Lansing, drinking maskless among a throne of unmasked associates. Admiral Crandall faced the witness, and he said, in your deposition, you testified you were in the defendant's office March 7, 2020, and overheard a conversation she had with Lieutenant Governor Garland Gretchress. Is that correct? Yes, sir. She and Garland were discussing how COVID was fake and how the lockdowns were a social experiment to see if people obeyed orders, Robert said. The Admiral then said, I want to be clear. You personally heard the defendant say COVID is fake, the Admiral said. I did, Robert said. She said it was no different from the seasonal flu. Whitmer chimed in. You're a liar, you deceitful piece of S-I-H-I-T. I have connections and you won't ever work anywhere again. The Admiral ordered the military police to put a muzzle on Whitmer. It's mind-boggling, he said, how often we have to do this. He excused the rattled witness. His next piece of evidence was a document Whitmer had written to the late Gavin Newsom in April 2020. Right now, there's a clone, that's in Gavin Newsom's place, but the real Gavin Newsom's long gone. But she wrote Gavin Newsom in April 2020, and in it, Whitmer boasted that Michigan was ahead of California in enforcing COVID restrictions as if it were a competition. She taunted Newsom playfully, telling him to keep up the program. She wrote that whoever had better control of the population would ascend to presidency in 2024 or 2028. I have my people on a leash. Do you? Was part of her correspondence. She says, I have my people on a leash. Do you, Gavin Newsom? The Admiral approached the officers in panel to weigh the merits of the JAG's case. And he says, I have my people on a leash. Odd thing for a governor of a state of 10 million people to say. It sounds like she thinks of them as pets, like a dog or gerbils in a cage, maybe. He summoned a second witness, Genesee County Coroner Karen Lang, one of the four medical examiners working in 2020, and she spoke about her academic and work history. Miss Lang, in 2020 and 2021, did you attribute non-COVID fatalities to COVID-19? And Miss Lang said, with regrets, I did. As did my colleagues. How many, the Admiral asked. I don't know combined, but I did about 300 cases. So let's take that number, 300 residents of the Genesee County died of causes unrelated to COVID, but you list them as COVID as the primary cause of death on death certificates. Is that correct? Yes, I did, Lang said. And how do you know they didn't have COVID, the Admiral asked. We never tested post-mortem. A directive came down from the governor to county health and to us, and we were told to put COVID-19 as the cause of all deaths, she said. The victims of gunshot wounds, the Admiral asked. Yes, she said. For people who died in an automobile accident? Yes. Yes, they died of COVID, said Lang. That's what we had to put. For a 76-year-old man who died during a storm when a tree on his yard uprooted and fell on him, I read that in the report. Did he die of COVID too? Did you mark him down as a COVID death? Yes, I did. And you did this why, Admiral Crandall asked? because it was made abundantly clear we had to or risk our livelihood and lose our jobs. And those orders didn't conflict with any type of moral compass or ethical responsibilities, Admiral Crandall asked. Lang sighed heavily. I confronted Gretchner once. She entreated me with a lengthy chewing out, and I'm not proud of what I did, but we were told these people were dead, so what difference does it make how we label their death? Thank you, Miss Lang. We appreciate your cooperation, Admiral Crandall said, excusing the witness. He addressed the panel. Had we had more time, we could spend weeks presenting evidence against Gretchen Whitmer, but we don't have the time, and I believe what's been shown proves beyond a reasonable doubt that she violated her oath of office in the governorship and committed treason. We ask you judge the evidence and find the defendant guilty. A verdict was reached within 15 minutes. Guilty. Gretchen Whitmer was guilty and must hang for her crimes, the lead officer on the panel said. The admiral said he would schedule a date of execution soon. Well, they have not been, they have not had to take, it wouldn't take long, and I'll bring you those details about her hanging. I didn't want to go into the whole thing, but it just goes to show you they're going after these people. Some of these deep staters, they don't even have to go out. You know, fate takes them out for the White Hats, and that's what happened to Antony Blinken, our fake Secretary of State. And I'll tell you about that and all those details. You know, see, the real one is gone. And I'm going to tell you more about Antony Blinken and what happened after these words from our sponsor.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. I'm Dr. Johnny, and I was starting to tell you about Anthony Blinken. This is a real interesting story. I found this out through my military contacts. You see, we have to really understand that this fake Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, in desperation, bid to keep his Rockefeller masters in business, you know, offering China control of the political theater that has replaced the U.S. democracy, in other words, control of America. In particular, Blinken offered control of the Creative Arts Agency, the sources say. The Chinese turned it down because they already control most of it. In case you didn't know, the Creative Arts Agency, CAA, China, is a world-class media and entertainment platform, and it controls the political actors like President Joe Biden, the actor, who's been represented by several different CAA artists. Biden is just one of the many such actors playing the role of politicians. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, for example, was a waitress before she won a CAA audition to become a Congress actor. This is CAA, and I'll repeat what it stands for again, Creative Artists Agency. It's owned by China, or Chinese, that work for the deep state. Anyway, this is CIA headquarters, represents a nearly successful attempt to replace Western democracy with a Babylonian political theater. The CAA headquarters, the theater is still continuing. A recent example, corporate BS networks say that they won't televise U.S. President Donald Trump when he remarks that they say he's a liar. These are the same exact people who told you Trump conspired with Russia, vaccines were safe and effective, and see, COVID-19 did not come from a lab. It's a dangerous virus. And the Hunter laptop from hell was Russian disinformation. Trump is not the only politician being censored. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith took Twitter to say she has been banned from posting on the Rockefeller-controlled Facebook for a few days, if not a few weeks by now. Big tech and government censorship is becoming a danger to free speech around the world, Smith tweeted on this past Wednesday. As the premier of a province of 4.6 million Albertans, this is in the state of Alberta, of Canada, if they can prevent me from communicating with you, imagine what they can do to any of us, she said. Welcome to the club, Premier Smith. Dr. Johnny has been censored by Facebook and Google so many years, and I just don't even go on social media. I've still got all my posts there from years ago. In any case, the Chinese already bought control of the U.S. political theater from the Rockefellers when they agreed to keep funding the fake U.S. Biden regime earlier this month. This is why the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbing said the United States needs to give up the illusion of dealing with China from a position of strength. As soon as they got Chinese money, the Chinese money, Biden sent vast amounts of money to Ukraine. That's the first thing they did, so they could launder it back to the United States as bribes to various political actors there to help launder the money. They dropped charges against Sam Bankman Fried of the FTX crypto scam. And the other reason the Chinese turned down Blinken's requests and trip was the most recent Blinken offer is that they know he does not represent the United States and that his Rockefeller masters are coming down hard. They know Rockefellers are falling. This regime is buttressed by the destruction of the United States election integrity and transformation of the U.S. Justice Department into a Leninist Marxist instrument of social hygiene aimed at suppressing or eliminating legitimate American political opposition. This is why the military is taking action. We have received multiple reports of military movements all over the United States this past week, and this appears to confirm what Japanese military general told us about a big U.S. move to take down the Biden show on July 18th. Military movements have been detected in New York, Pennsylvania, Idaho, California, Kentucky, South Carolina, Michigan, Iowa, 37 states, folks, including Ontario and Quebec. We contacted the Japanese general and said in an uncharacteristic, exciting voice, he said the whole thing would be over the first 10 days or so of July, and both Japan and the U.S. will be free from deep state control. The same source says that Donald Trump will be president and JFK Jr. will be vice president. And as always, I urge my listeners, we'll believe it when we see it, because so many promises are made like that have been broken in the past. Nevertheless, we're also hearing that white hats have taken control of the Biden show, and we've been forcing him to say and do bizarre things in public to keep waking up the remaining sheeple. This is why he grabs women's breasts in front of TV cameras. And we would like to ask the White Hats to confirm they control Biden by having him remove his jacket and shirt on his next public appearance so we can see the mask and just have him take off the mask. We also urge the White Hats to never underestimate the Khazarian Mafia in a sign of their power, even as Blinken was being given the cold shoulder and sent back in a body bag. The Chinese official Xinhua news agency posted a picture of President Xi Jinping shaking hands with wanted mass murderer Bill Gates. Gates was likely using and asking the Chinese protection in exchange for giving them control of U.S. biological warfare technology inherited from the notorious Japanese Unit 731. This was hinted at when Gates announced a $50 million collaboration with Chinese Communist Party controller Tsinghua University, which conducts research for the nation's military. The partnership with Tsinghua, where she graduated from in 2002, involves studying potent viruses. It is the clear front from this announcement that the Khazari Mafia want to sell their bioweapons research to China as soon as possible because China is about to take over Taiwan, and all the bioweapons research there will fall into their hands anyway. The other thing Gates probably offered China in exchange for protection is a vast satellite network, as Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who leads Trump in some opinion polls, notes. One of Bill Gates' companies has 61,000 satellites, and that would be able to reach every square inch of the Earth. Needless to say, Gates is also almost certainly offering the Chinese control of the Microsoft computer technology. Clearly, criminal oligarchs like Gates have only communist China left to flee to now because their control of Israel, Ukraine, and the U.S. is falling apart big time. This is especially true of Ukraine, where both the fake President Zelensky and his top general, Volodymyr Zakharov, Zakharny, have gone missing. So both Zelensky and his top general are nowhere to be found. This is good news for the Jewish and Ukrainian people. Let's see, someone sent me a note here. Let's see what they said. And your program is very badly messed up on my end since the break. Well, I don't know what to do about that. It's up to the network. Well, this is good news for the Jewish people and the Ukrainian people. Zelensky is not Jewish, but a disgrace to the Jewish people. This is not a joke and an attempt at irony to become neo-Nazi. Hitler's disciples have been put on the pedestal as heroes of Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin says, quoting his Jewish friends. The disappearance of top lieutenants, yes, they will probably produce CGI to make their appearance, known. It'll just be faked. And they have to flush out the real leaders of this genocidal government, who is the chief rabbi, Moshe Ruben Ashman. That's the main one. I got somebody else put, something's wrong with the show. I don't know what's wrong with the show. Let's see. It's been coming in clear on my. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. So some people are getting it clear. Thank you very much for your feedback. So anyway, Zelensky is not Jewish, but a disgrace to the Jewish people. This is not a joke, but an attempt at irony because today neo-Nazis, Hitler's disciples, have been put on a pedestal as heroes of Ukraine, says Putin, quoting his Jewish friends. The disappearance of his top lieutenants, yes, they will probably produce CGI to make their appearance known. And this rabbi, Moshe Ruben Ashman, claims to be Jewish rabbi, but his public support of the genocidal regime in Ukraine makes it clear he's a Satanist and not really a Jew. He's now being actively hunted by White Hat Special Forces. They are most likely to find him hiding in the basement of this giant synagogue of Satan that was built by the Khazari Mafia as headquarters for their planned world satanic animal farm. If you doubt this is true, Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman Maria Zakharova has confirmed what we have previously reported, And that is that the Ukrainian government is trading the organs of people for Western military assistance. Organ trade's big money. The Ukrainian government passed a law in, 5831 on regulating transportation of human anatomical materialism, which is organ trafficking, which allows them to transplant organs without notice of consent from living donors or relatives, she has told the world. So, if you're a soldier in Ukraine, you get wounded, they'll take you to get treated, and then what they'll do is just take your organs and not really. I'm not one time, not 100 times, but thousands of times that's happened. More evidence the Ukrainian regime is satanic is ongoing genocide of Ukrainian men disguised as war. So far, over 350,000 Ukrainian men have been slaughtered, many of them by having their organs removed after being injured. Now all Ukrainian men between the ages of 18 and 60 are being drafted and sent to their deaths. So the world figured out untrained men are being killed within 4 hours of being sent to the front lines. Now they are pretending to use NATO-trained troops, using countless billions of dollars worth of Western tanks and artillery and infantry fighting vehicles. These are all being sent into kill zones, though it's still a slaughter. Either General Milley is an idiot or he purposely slaughtered Ukrainian troops, an Iraqi war veteran notes. I use these tactics to set up kill lanes myself as a combat engineer. In 1980, we had Trank-mounted lasers punching holes through the M60 tanks 7 miles away, he says. This military reality is why the Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, one of my favorites, this guy is sharp. So Dmitry Peskov says the objective of Ukrainian demilitarization has actually been mostly achieved. This checkmate not only marks the end of Ukraine as we know it, but of Western domination that had stalked its future and on its lies, staked its future on all its lies. The multipolar world may be born this summer at several international summits, a new way of thinking which might no longer make sense. In another sign of the defeat of Ukraine means the defeat of the U.S. corporation, I saw this photo of the fake U.S. Secretary of State Blinken when he went on a failed begging mission to Saudi Arabia recently, and the Saudi flag was showed, but not the American flag. This is a sign to the world that, Mohammed bin Salman, the sheikh, the leader of Saudi Arabia, just had the Saudi Arabian flag and not the U.S. flag. So he's definitely saying to the world that Blinken was not a representative of the United States or the United States people. Saudi Arabia has also now formed a military alliance with former arch enemy Iran, as well as with Pakistan. The Gulf states of Turkey, Egypt, China has also now come out to support the statehood for Palestine. This means Israel now has no choice but to overhaul its Qajari mafia leadership and make peace with its neighbors. Has no choice. In order to survive, the Qajari mafia has lost because the biggest instrument of their power, the control of the U.S. dollar, is slipping out of their hands. Saudi Arabia is part of a growing list of countries that are quarantining any U.S. dollars created by the U.S. corporations from the dollars owned by the rest of the world. Egypt, for example, just announced they are doing the same thing. It's also happening in Africa. President of Kenya says that African nations and asked them to dump their U.S. dollar for intercontinental trade. What is true of Africa is true of the rest of the world. To understand how isolated Khazarian Mafia is, take a look at what happened last week at St. Petersburg International Economic Forum in Russia. Despite calls for a boycott, Khazarian Mafia G7 slave countries, 17,000 people from 130 countries showed up. The executive secretary of the consortium, an organized committee, Anton Kobrakov, told a press conference on Saturday this included some 150 companies from 25 friendly countries, he said. A total of $46 billion in deals have been reached already, so they don't need the petrodollar anymore. Even within the G7 countries, the disgust of the citizens with their government is widespread. In Canada, for example, 81% of the people want the puppet Justin Trudeau removed. This comment from Canadian Henry Mackall reflects common views about the government throughout the West. And he said, led by Justin Trudeau, the government takes orders from the World Economic Forum, the Canadian Broadcasting Commission, once a neutral standard and steward, is now the state propaganda agency. No one watches or listens to the Canadian Broadcasting Commission anymore. The rest of the legacy media is also a joke, he says. The universities are all controlled by communists. The medical profession is totally discredited. Speaking about totally discredited professions, a spike in deaths correspond to the COVID vaccine rollout has been found in peer review analysis of Japan and Germany. With evidence like this coming out, no wonder Professor Peter Holtz, MD, PhD, a propaganda writer for The Atlantic, claims the doctors should not debate conspiracy theories. That's what he said. He said they shouldn't bring out those conspiracy theories. They called those actual numbers of deaths conspiracy theories. So he wants to discredit them. After more than 230 million Americans were vaccinated against COVID-19, which is 70% of all Americans, this 230 million total considered fully vaccinated. Now, all three COVID vaccines have been recalled in the U.S. This means war crime trials for the vaccinators are inevitable. However, we're dealing with the cornered rats who are literally fighting for their lives. The next 3 to 6 months will be the greatest extreme spiritual warfare against the people, the planet, by the planet of the ruling elites. They are preparing a new pandemic, catastrophes, fires. You know, there's already two train derailments that happened just in the past 3 days. And they say exactly what they do in commercials and music and fashion. You can see what's coming. You just watch the Simpsons show, you know what's coming. They're also going to try something financial. The Federal Reserve staff has put out research papers talking about bank friction. Now get this, folks. The Federal Reserve is talking about bank friction, which means stopping people from removing their money from banks and preventing bank runs. It means they could be preparing to seize your money. Also, in the sign of their desperation, they can watch, you know, you can. I watched this recent TV broadcast by Stephen Colbert, you know, he's, you know, where he sacrificed this fake human infant on right on TV. One massage source says COVID. Corbett is a Satanist, and there is laughter in the audience while he's sacrificing this little doll. You know, this, maybe it's fake, but hey, you know, this little little fake plastic baby. But the thing about this, these people is that they actually do real sacrifices just like that, like he did on the TV with a fake doll. And another sign of how desperate and degenerate things are getting in the West, a man was caught having sex with a tree in Wilshire. I can't make this stuff up, folks. He was caught having sex with a tree in England, Wilshire, England. And when arrested, he said his pronouns are root and leaf. And we're seeing more preparation for some sort of alien event. Former FBI Special Agent John DeSouza warns that it's not aliens that will be attacking us. It will be your own governments with man-made craft. Also, I saw a testimony about Eric Hecker on South Pole Station about the DOMs and off-world vehicles that they have. And I noticed for some reason he only had his hand-drawn illustrations as evidence. This is part of a massive press event sponsored by Lawrence Rockefeller, in my opinion. We have many sources saying that he's a white hat, but Lawrence Rockefeller, for many years of experience, you know, dealing with these people, I can tell you, they try to discredit you by dragging you into the whole alien space opera business. Nevertheless, I keep providing, you know, and telling you about this UFO evidence and fake alien invasion that they're going to fool just millions and millions of people. And they're spending millions and millions of dollars to do this. But behind the scenes, the military alliance threatens the USA. Oh, yeah, the White Hats. I'm talking the USA government and the deep state. You have 6 months to disclose all, says the White Hats. We want you to expose the hidden deep state black projects like UFOs and reverse engineering technology, the real Tesla energy, zero-point infinity energy, the trillion-dollar budget not approved by Congress, where is it going, and that the U.S. voters fund it. Deep underground military bunkers, dark projects, the White Hats and the military commander running the World Alliance operations just gave the ultimatum to the deep state U.S. military faction, you know, the secret military, that the deep state U.S. elite cabal, the Rockefellers, the CIA, the Pentagon, telling them they're telling all of them they have less than 6 months to release all the information to the public and the world on, and of course the hidden world technology that the deep state secret military industrial complex is hiding. If the real door of disclosure is not done properly this time, the White House have worked out protocols to release all the true information on the Pentagon, CIA, cabal, and all their hidden operations of off-world, including the fake alien invasion, because they got all of that, but they want the deep state to come clean, to come public, and release it all, and they've already given them notice that they have 6 months or it's going to be a full-scale attack. I don't want to wait 6 months, but I'm just reporting you what I've heard from my military contacts. The White Hats are doing everything civil to let the Pentagon, the deep state military, etc., bring in the real disclosure of the magnificent hidden technology that will change our world, including zero point, Tesla infinite energy. These new energy sources will collapse the control of the Rockefeller regime over the control of energy sources like oil and gas. World resources will have a run on the world energy systems controlled by the elite, you know, who've had this control. The White Hats are doing everything they can to avoid a world war or a civil war through countries that will happen and that will happen if a fake alien invasion agenda takes form, as Trump, the Congress, the Republicans, at any rate, are publicly calling out the mainstream media and their connections to the FBI, the CIA, and deep state control. much is happening as the storm of the century comes in heavy. The CIA, FBI, the Pentagon have lost the respect of 70% of the country. As Robert F. Kennedy Jr. exposes the CIA and the FBI and rib pills the Democrats, Trump sets a trap in his indictments that will lead to the exposure of continuing military coup against them and the people. Durham, the Punisher, comes into the picture strong as he gave his report, and the Republicans can use his intel in every way possible during the next few months to expose a corrupt government at all levels and all branches of government. The deep state's going down. They have no choice and nowhere to hide. United States Marines arrested former FEMA Director Brock Long Monday, charging him with seditious conspiracy this past Monday. And treason, my source at Eric Smith's office revealed, Long, appointed by Donald Trump at Mike Pence's recommendation, served as a director for the Federal Emergency Management Agency between June 23, 2017 and March 8, 2019, at which point he resigned amid criticism of ethical compliant over ethical complaint over using official vehicles for personal travel. My source said President Trump fired Long after learning that agents under his command had terrorized Houstonians, that's people in Houston, during Hurricane Harvey in 2017. Yes, in August of that year, Long faced the first major natural disaster of his tenure in form of Hurricane Harvey. He stated that the hurricane would likely be recorded for Texas as the worst disaster in states ever seen, and a recovery period expected for many years. Long's ignorance or inability to control his subordinates contributed heavily to the decision and damage and death toll, the decision Trump made and the death toll in Houston. As wind shredded roofs and toppled trailers and torrential rain turned streets into rivers, they had alligators swimming through the streets in Houston. While that was all going on, marauding FEMA agents with their blue jackets with the FEMA and orange and yellow letters on the back, ransacked and inundated homes and tormented residents who braved the storm. FEMA goons pillaged cash and guns, as they would later do under a different leadership when Hurricane Ian soaked Southwest Florida. Moreover, the FEMA Gestapo corralled homeless, including disabled and indigent veterans, and brought them aboard FEMA barges berthed at the Port of Houston. Those kidnapped were never seen again and are presumed dead. When Trump learned of FEMA's criminality, he confronted Long, who denied responsibility and said that rogue agents must have been taken matters in their own hands, said Long. After a lengthy chewing out, Long promised to deliver the perpetrators to Trump's doorstep. Trump gave Long 24 hours to find them or face military tribunal himself, but Long absconded and disappeared. We now know Brock Long fled the country after President Trump chewed his ear out. He bought a ticket to Buenos Aires and hid down in Argentina. Best we know, he was in Argentina until he tried to slip back into the U.S. on this past Monday. But we knew he was coming, said my military contacts. The Marines, he added, had stalked out the residents in Raleigh, North Carolina, and swooped in on Long seconds after his Uber driver dropped him off. The house, our source, belonged to a longtime friend of Long, who never reach the doorbell. No, you can't do this to me, Long said. I haven't done anything, Long reported, shouted at Marines who gagged him and zip-tied his wrists and ankles. My source did not say how General Smith learned of Long's long-awaited return to the United States, but there were things we can do and things that we can do that are legal and illegal, and we don't want anybody to know, my source said. So Brock Long will face a military tribunal. In the last couple of shows, it was mentioned that we are in the process of a global financial reset. The last global financial reset was in Bretton Woods system, was in 1944. Since the last couple of shows, I've been seeing news about BRICS stepping up their game. The creation of BRICS was a natural response to the U.S. dollar dominance. The main goal of BRICS was to dethrone the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. It's unclear if China intends to make the yuan the world reserve currency or if BRICS will create its own currency similar to the euro. One thing is clear, though. BRICS will end the U.S. dollar dominance. All the recent news about BRICS of all the times, is no coincidence. The dethronement of the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency of the world is the path toward the global financial reset. Not just the benefit of the BRICS nations, but the whole world, including the U.S. We'll get freedom, too. Once our dollar falls and the Biden show falls, the Federal Reserve will fall, then we'll have our freedom, folks. It's in the plans. That's what BRICS is there for. The U.S. must also change and adapt to the changing world, the long-speculated rainbow currency. Oh, yeah, this rainbow currency will have a big effect on what we need to do because that's going to be ultimately the currency that we will use and the currency that will make our new world possible. Sources say the predicted black swan event will be caused by some sort of significant financial decision by BRICS. Perhaps this may be the creation of the new currency to complete and compete with the U.S. dollar for the world's reserve currency. It's speculated that a new financial system will be called the quantum financial system. However, nobody really knows the next system will be called the quantum financial system. That's the placeholder name for it right now because it is part of the quantum financial system. We all know that is the new financial system and ultimately will use the quantum technology and be digital based. So be a master survivor and keep your eye on the news and watch the events unfold. As we go deeper within, we have to, be prepared. So I'm giving you a few tips, to keep your mind straight by going for a walk or meditate or do yoga or whatever. Just go for a walk. If you don't want to do yoga or anything, just go for a long walk. It's a great thing to do. And, have your stash a few weeks of food, and now is not the time to overly rely on the existing food systems because we could have that black swan event. And, Russia is in a state of emergency. It's got martial law. So, Dr. Johnny has a few bags of raw grain like rice and spelt and a few large bags of beans. So I'm good. If things really get bad, then I'll just eat rice and beans and grains and beans. Hey, I'll make it. So, have more than one income source. If you can, pull some cash out, keep that put aside, and get lots of sleep. Try to go for that walk. That's why I keep telling you to go for a walk. if you don't want to do yoga and these other exercises or anything, just go for a long walk. At the end of the day, you'll always sleep better. I go for a long walk at the end of my day, and it's hot here in Texas, but then I take a shower after my walk, and it's just really great. And that'll help you sleep really good. But don't push yourself too much. I'm just saying these things as kind of like a mother hen looking after her chicks. You know, these things are just good reminders. Don't push yourself too much. You know, don't get unrealistic expectations about yourself. Just steady as she goes. And, you know, adjustments leading to further balance. You just make adjustments. So we seek a balance. The problem is people that they don't tend to balance their lives. They're rushing around like too fast. So instead, seek an emotional, mental, and spiritual balance. Just try to think about that. Keep a balance. Keep it in mind. You know, and anything that happens, any pain or any fear, just know it too will pass. I know, you know, breaking my cocaine addiction in 1991, I started going to Alcoholics Anonymous. And they kept saying, this too should pass. You know, just don't drink today. So, you know, I know as soon as I have a drink, I want to get some cocaine, you know. So that's my story, all right. So I said, all right, you know, this too shall pass. You know, easy does it. You know, these are kind of AA things. They're good things to do. And choose simplicity. That's one of the things they said. Use the KISS method. You know, keep it simple, stupid. You know, the KISS method. Keep it simple. So maybe, you know, we're in a war, folks. You have to remember, we're in a war. Nothing makes sense. All right? So many of my listeners and my patients say, well, why did they do this? I said, look, don't put logic in any of this. This is a war, and everything is being corrupted, whether it's the news media, what you're being told in the news, the facts they say are the facts. Oh, you know, the fact, you know, is we have this pandemic, you know. You got to get that vaccine. You know, these aren't facts. These are mind control, okay? So remember, we're in a war. So it involves being dedicated and focused. Just wake up each day and just remember that you're going to get more bad news, more fake news than any good news, okay? But there's lots of good news going around. That's why I have my show, so you can get the good news. So if you're choosing aimless searches and just focus on bad news, then you're going to be a slave. So choose a higher calling. Maybe life is really bad right now. I know it is. You know, it's been for me. I've been through some tough knocks, but, you know, I'm the master survivor. That's what it's all about. I want everybody to become a master survivor so you'll survive. I'm talking about some principles here to help you and help us as a species to move on and get up. No matter what the deep state, no matter what lies they tell us, we will survive. So, you know, we want to have a value stillness. Just because you're still and you're bored, just trust me, that's a good thing. Boredom is a great thing. Because if you're bored, that means you're not in any danger. Everything's really okay. It's just all in your mind. It's mind control. Boredom means you're safe. Think about it. Boredom means you're safe. So next time you get bored, just say, oh, great, I'm bored, I'm safe, everything's okay. And that stillness is to awaken the spiritual side of yourself and not be a victim to the physical side and the propaganda side of things. So one thing really important is seek a quality water source. Okay, I've got about 3 or 4 5-gallon water bottles. I go into Walmart with my 5-gallon water bottle and fill it up at the water machine. It costs me about, you know, $1.85 to fill up my 5-gallon water bottle. But I know that water doesn't have much fluoride or chloride in it. you know, most of all the crap and trash has been removed because it goes through a reverse osmosis process. So I don't care where the water came from, the machine, you know, and I know from my hair analysis that it is clean water because I start drinking tap water. I see on my hair analysis the arsenic and the cadmium and the lead start going up. But I go to Walmart, take my 5-gallon empty water bottle, get it filled for $1.85. I know I got good water, and I see from my hair analysis that I do that I am not getting the toxins. So you can avoid toxins. So water is really important. So I cook with my, you know, water I get from Walmart. You know, any place that has one of those machines, it's called Prime Water, you know, you see the Prime machine. So, you know, you can use the good water to help you out. Don't drink the bad water. So I want you to know that on every show I say two things that make up the Master Survivor program, because I want everybody to become a Master Survivor. You know, what will be the force to help you find the path on your journey that will guide you and many others toward the light and survival is the Master Survivor Program. Become a Master Survivor. There are only two things. Number one is the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, which gives us guidance on how to balance from the minerals in our cells and the minerals in our body. And two, the 3 Rs Total Gut Restoration Kit, which balances the microbiome in your gut, gets all your gut balance. Getting gut balance will improve your immunity strength, and all this, and so between the two, you balance the minerals in your cells and you balance the microbiome, you never get sick again. That's what it's like being a Master Survivor. Ask my patients. This is why the microbiome is so important and the mineral balance in your cells is so important. But most people don't realize that. And furthermore, we, us humans, are less than 0.001% on life on Earth. Just a teeny niche of all the life. You know, we pound our chests and, you know, claim that we're the top of life. Well, maybe in one respect, but in another respect, we're only a small niche of all the life on this earth. But when you have your microbiome in your gut that's truly balanced, this is what gives us life, because we have all those other species and organisms that live within us and help us. When they're balanced, we got the good. We have good guys and bad guys all around us all the time. I'm the virus recovery expert. We are living with all the bad viruses around us all the time. But it's that balance that keeps the bad viruses from taking our health down and attacking us. So just remember, damage to the gut is also damage to the microbiome. So when you have a balanced microbiome and you have a balanced gut, then we have the good guys and the bad guys, you know, the good, bad, and ugly working all for us. So I'm just telling you folks that there's a lot to this becoming a Master Survivor, and it's so simple. When you become a Master Survivor, you learn how your human system really works. First step is getting that hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, where you can see your chemistry, and, you know, that's from the report, the HTMA, which stands for the Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis, and you can see right there in your report, when you send me some hair, a check for $226, I'll send you back your HTMA, your Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis, and we'll go over your report together, and you can learn how much and how which ego structures are blocking the true flow of energy from, you know, keeping you stuck in the matrix, you know, of the mind, because that's where the matrix comes from, is our own mind. But if we have our minerals in balance, we can see how our mental ego structures are blocking that flow, and you can keep all that in check. This is an esoteric thing. We open up into these greater realities, we got to keep that balance. You'd be surprised how much of this is all about chemistry. It all is about chemistry, and that's what we're doing when we're following the food and supplement schedule of the HTMA. We're getting that chemistry balance, the minerals balanced in our body, and, you know, our gut balance from the microbiome being in balance. So the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, will provide a roadmap of the right diet and supplement schedule to follow to help you learn to listen to the language of your emotions, and you will be able to see clearly what they will tell you and which themes to live your life as it affects. Those things start to open up, and you can hear your body more and more what it's saying. Knowing your chemistry and balancing your body with food and just a few supplements that we need will help you learn how to connect to your inner guidance and achieve your moral compass to improve your journey. Becoming a master survivor and maintaining this balance using food as our medicine and medicine as our food will help you learn which knots you can untie within yourself and take control of your life and health. And basically, you untie a few of the big knots and all the little ones will come out easily. And get that light back in your life that you and your loved ones desperately need again. This is what Hippocrates talked about. He talked about balance. He talked about using food as our medicine and medicine as our food. But as brilliant as Hippocrates was and as many, you know, profound discoveries that the Greeks did back in the day, they did not have chemistry. They did not have the laboratory. By becoming a master survivor and knowing your chemistry through the use of the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, it'll help you be more conscious, awake, stable, and strong. And then you will become autonomous souls that are needed right now to contribute altering and shifting and changing of our collective systems and consciousness on this planet. They're running the show in our communities today because all of a sudden, you know, the like attracts like. And when you get stronger, others are going to be attracted to you. Becoming a master survivor, you will have your mind and your body under your control, and collectively, you'll attract those others who are getting their mind and their body under their control. And pretty soon, that effort will multiply and we'll take back our country. You know, one community at a time, one neighborhood at a time. And becoming a master survivor is the key. What the world needs is a new system built with light and intentions to nurture humanity and bring the planet back to higher states of well-being, freedom, and harmonious living in peace. This is what Donald Trump wants. You know, when Donald Trump was president, we were at peace. This is what he wants. This is what, you know, 90% of the population of the world want. They want peace. It all starts with your local community. It all starts becoming a master survivor. Because when you become a master survivor, you will start that harmonious well-being, freedom, and peace within yourself. And then that will attract others that are doing and wanting the same. And pretty soon it will spread like wildfire. And the deep state can't control our planet anymore because the light has taken over. The light has pushed out the darkness. The light has pushed away the Satanists. Because if you don't become the light and listen to this calling right now and the voice within, there's a good chance you will continue down the path of slavery. You will occupy most of your attention with stress and chaos and confusion in private or in work life and in relationships. Because right now they're trying to push this confusion and chaos bigger than ever to get us so confused that we won't be united against them. But if you seek the light, it all starts with that foundation of minerals in our body. You balance the minerals in your body using the HTMA. The light will come more and more into your body, and you will track, and in your consciousness, and you will track others that are doing the same. This is serious because that attention will result in some form of illness if you keep ignoring your calling. Signs from the higher universal dimensions will tell you now it's time to become a master survivor and do what you can do and what you came here to do. As a master survivor, you will begin to see the signs that show you the internal work of healing that has to take place, that has for generations created a loop of pain and suffering. And now, as a master survivor, you can put a stop to all that and find your freedom once again. I say this, folks, because, you know, it's like, you know, just ask my patients. They have this freedom. The universe is giving you a nudge right now. Dr. Johnny is giving you a push. And finally, the punch comes from deep within yourself to knock you over and bring you in this monumental moment of change. This too can be yours. Your soul reaches out and gets the attention, and you will need to make that next step and become a master survivor. No better way to rise above the suffering of humanity than to lift yourself out of its misery. A dream bigger than any of us. One that no one could criticize. One that can never be tarnished. Becoming a master survivor is that dream. A proven therapy backed by laboratory science and honed for over 40 years into a flawless daily discipline designed to get the right foods to bring about a balanced, healthy body and mind. Then you will be ready for this new world. But many are not aware of this dream, nor are they aware of their God-given freedom. Many will never realize that they have the power right in their hands to keep their body healthy and their minds free from tyranny. We have too many distractions and exposed to too many lies, all designed to take your free will and rational judgment. So you will be a slave. Don't be a slave. Go to TheMasterSurvivor.com and get started with the road of health, happiness, and freedom. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crip Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.